Good afternoon, Department of Natural Resources.
Hi, is Lynn Marla there, please?
Lynn Marla is speaking.
Lynn, this is Adam Carpenter from The Outdoor Show at Fox 103 in Marquette. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the upcoming winter BOW weekend. Of course, we're mainly calling you about the one in the Upper Peninsula, but I do know there's also one coming up at Higgins Lake downstate, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've got two great programs lined up here.
And are
one
you...
at Bay Cliff in the UP is going to be February 27th through March 1st, and the one at Higgins Lake at the Ralph McMullen Center is the weekend before. So
okay.
Women have plenty of opportunity to get out and have some fun.
Now, I've always been involved in the past with the one in the summertime, the one in June at Bay
right.
Cliff. Tell us a little bit more about actually being at the winter BOW.
Well, it's a little bit more adventurous, especially if you can make it all the way to Bay, to Big Bay. But I know that a lot of women do it, and they really look. I think that's part of the challenge, is just getting there in the middle of the winter. And they seem to be, these programs are very popular. I mean, we have some great classes for them to take, cross-country skiing, dog sledding, snowmobiling, ice fishing, beginning GPS, and there's a little bit of indoor classes and outdoor classes. I mean, some women don't want to spend a day and a half in the outdoors, so there'll be something to do inside, too. So we've really tried to reach every interest that we can.
And I also know that there's actually a kind of a survival class, too, because there was a class called Winter Shelter Building, which you could apply that to so many different situations that you can end up in. Do you know a little bit about that one?
Well, I don't know exactly who they have teaching that one, but I am planning a similar class at Higgins Lake. And, you know, I think they may be building a Quincy if there's enough room,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of digging into the snow, and it's quite surprising. They're warm enough, people sleep in them. You know,
wow.
Now providing you bring a good sleeping bag and so
sure.
on. But a few adventurous women will be sleeping outside in the middle of February. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I think it would probably also be applicable if you slid off the road, you couldn't get help, you know. There would be skills that would help you to survive.
Let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere of the BOW, because I remember it being a very empowering weekend for women.
I think it is. I think it still is. I think women come to this, and sometimes they're a little bit afraid. They don't find a friend to come with. They come by themselves. They go away with a lot of friends, and they'll find women that are in their area, and they'll say, hey, we could fish together, or, you know, you want to bring your snowmobile over, and it's even more than that. It's, like I said, first it's empowering just to get to these things in the middle of the winter. And then, you know, spend all day outdoors. You know, you come in for a good hot lunch, but then you go back out. I mean, and a lot of women don't spend 6 to 8 hours outdoors in the middle of February. So, I mean, that's empowering. But, I mean, to walk out on the ice or drive out on the ice, you know, lots of things. But mostly I think they came... They got the courage up to come, and they found that they could do things they didn't even know they could do, and they found new friends.
And it is a very relaxed atmosphere, too, so in case there's any, you know, women listening that might be intimidated by this idea. It's something that I always said, at least for the summertime BOW, if you've ever had any interest in something but just felt like there just was no situation that was right for you to get experienced in, say, fly fishing in the summertime. Well, I'm sure there's got to be plenty of things like dog sledding and snowmobiling that there are women that have not been exposed to that who thought, you know, I'd love to find out more about that. This is their opportunity.
This is their opportunity. And, I mean, you might go to a dog sled race, but you aren't going to get the opportunity to actually drive the sled. And that's what happens at a BOW program. You actually pick up that shotgun or that handgun or drive those dogs in that sled. So, I mean, it's not only an opportunity to observe it, it's to do it hands-on. Don't have to buy any equipment because all the equipment's provided. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about it. And it's for women 18 years or older. Is that still correct?
That's still correct.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about the facilities themselves that you'll be staying at?
Well, they're, of course, winterized. They're the one at Big Bay as a community dining room. They have wonderful meals. They have, and I'm not sure how many women per room, but you would be sharing a room and sharing a bathroom. But it's all been updated and winterized. The same is true at Higgins Lake. There's not more than two people per room, but you do have bathrooms that are down the hall, and it doesn't seem to be any problem. They have great meals. It's really very nice.
Lynn, thank you so much. Lynn Marla from the Department of Natural Resources. And I have a number here. Sounds like the best number is to talk to Sharon or Penny in Marquette. Would you say that's correct?
Well, if they want to talk about the UP program, they could probably update people better than I could on what classes are still available and so on. But generally, I can answer questions too. So Penny is a good person to call, Penny or Sharon, and if they can't get through to them, have them call me, and I'll try to get the answers for them.
Okay, so if they're going to call Sharon or Penny, 228-6561, and if they want to call you in Lansing, maybe even ask you a question about the Higgins Lake program, what number should they call you at?
That would be 517-241-2225.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you for calling, Adam.
Bye-bye. And Lynn will make her way to the UP at Baycliff Health Camp. Again, the number for more information about the winter weekend, February 27th through March 1st, 228-6561. That's 228-6561 for the DNR Marquette Operations Service Center. And we'll be right back. This is The Outdoor Show.